Hey guys, welcome back to What in the K-Pop? I'm Yvette.
And I'm May.
She's here. She's back. She's here to stay.
Yes, y'all got me for a couple months.
Yes.
So I'm excited. I'm excited to be here, and I'm very honored to be here. It's going to be good.
It's going to be a lot of fun. But we have a short little mini episode for you today. It's called, Do You Have a Type?
See, like for type, it's like, yes, you have your biases. Mm-hmm. There could be, your bias can be multiple things. It could be like somebody, you know, you're just attracted to.
Yeah, like literally someone you're attracted to. And then honestly, everybody's bias, well, for most K-pop fans, are like someone you want to date potentially.
Or attractive. Or even like platonic, like I just want to be in a relationship with you.
Yeah, it's like it could be completely platonic and I'll be happy. Like just so happy.
Or can you rail me? It's like, but you know what I mean? Like there can be that fine between, but usually it's one or the other. Like you'll have biases that you're just like, I love you.
Yeah, I just want to hug you. Like you're my bestie. And then there's some you're like, you can get it 25/8.
However you want, whenever you want.
Text whenever you want. 3 a.m., 2 p.m.
You give me that 2 a.m. you up text. I say, yes, yes I am.
Yes, sir.
I sure am awake. I'm
dead asleep. She's like, hold on, let me wipe the crust out of my eyes. Hold on.
Splash of water.
Let me be presentable. But yes, that's what we're doing today. We picked 5 idols each that we love personally, and we're going to look at the similarities between all 5, so this is going to be a little weird.
Okay, we're going to start with Yvette, though, only because I like your lineup a lot.
Okay.
Because I also find them very attractive. They're not my biases, except for one.
Yeah. But,
yes.
But let's first talk about like personalities, like what makes you attracted to your bias?
Personality wise, I like when they're the quiet but
asshole?
It's in the nicest way possible. Yes, you can be an asshole. But like you're just sarcastic. Mm-hmm. You're kind of like their energy just exudes like I don't want to fucking be here.
Right? But I'm going to sit here.
And I'm going to do what I got to do. And then they are just, like, funny at the same time because that's how they are. But, you know, like, when you'll see them, they'll have this kind of, like, aura of, like, don't fuck with me. Don't talk to me.
Oh, yeah.
And then they open their mouth and it's like, oh, what happened?
I'm just looking. I'm sorry.
With my mic.
I wanted to make sure it was on. I'm sorry. Anyways.
But yes. I like the...
Like a resting bitch face.
Yes. I like the resting bitch face. I like the don't fuck with me. But you could tell.
Tough guy, but softy on
but
the
inside. Soft. Yes. They look like a tough guy. They can be a tough guy. But they're softies on the inside.
She's like, I want a guy to be an asshole to everybody except for the people I like and me.
Yeah. And I also like an alt boy. I really like the alt boys, the emo boys.
That's a nice little flavor.
And what about you?
For me, I like guys that I don't like quiet guys, to be even honest. Like I like guys with dark humor. Like I just love the dark humor. And
but they can hold the humor too.
Yeah, they can hold their own.
They're not being a genuine asshole. They're just
being dumb. Being dumb because they know it's messed up and they know it's fucked up, but they're just like laughing like it's just a joke. It's just a joke,
and it actually is just a joke. Yeah, not like
that's my opinion kind of thing.
Exactly.
So I like the dark humor type of guys, or like guys that don't really like think like the majority of guys. I don't know how to put that.
They're not like a dude's dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're not like a dude's dude. They're not like they're not a himbo.
Okay, I like a good himbo here and there, but
no,
I don't.
Himbo,
they're not. It depends.
They're my friends. They're not my suitors.
And it's also like and this is kind of what I'm thinking. You're thinking where it's like they know how to like be in touch with their feminine side. They know how to like. Toxic masculine, but they have like their masculine.
They have some sense. There we go.
Wow, who would have thought she likes men with common sense?
If I want to cry, I'll cry. If I want to get mad, I'll get mad. If I want to just be goofy, I'll just be goofy. Like, they don't...
There's no, like, shame.
Yeah, they don't have shame showing a more feminine side to themselves
like
or
themselves.
Whatever. Yeah.
And they're not trying to put up, like, a front of, like... Oh,
in front of the bros.
Saying to the boys.
Like, we sound like a bunch of man haters.
I am a man hater.
For the bros.
But you know what I mean? mean? Like, it's the toxic masculinity that's like, get that out of my face. I don't want to see
it. I don't like it.
I know.
I think it's dangerous.
Extremely. And it puts, that's a whole different topic.
Yeah, so we're going to keep this fun. We're going to keep, like, if you hear ice cubes or whatever, we're drinking soju, so chill out.
Also, if you hear a cat in the background at any point, I'm sorry. My child's very loud.
He wants to be on the podcast, but he's too young. This is 18 plus. I'm sorry.
He's a baby.
He's just a baby. All right, so let's start off with my lineup. So I have JB from GOT7, and then I have Sanghyeop from Inflying, and I have Woods, solo artist, also part of Unique. And then I have Juhani from Monsta X, and then I have Lo from B.A.B.
That's such a powerful lineup.
I know.
That's such an intimidating lineup. Except for Sanghyeop. He doesn't intimidate me.
Like, so all of them are somewhat intimidating, but they're not too intimidating.
No.
Like, what I mean. For example, like, Chanbing from Stray Kids, I find him too intimidating. Hui from Pentagon, too intimidating.
Really?
Yes. I don't know what it is. It's like a vibe.
It's their whole, it's their aura.
It's literally their aura. And I'm like, I'm a little from afar. I'm a little with respect real quick. Not trying to, like, make no moves. But, no, I love my top five. They're very handsome. They all kind of look the same. Sorry. Not gonna lie. And we've always talked about this because we're like, all of our types, like, do they look the same or do they look similar to each other? And I'm like, I think so, but I'm not sure.
Like, and then there's the ones that, like, well, besides the top five, that you're just like, yeah, I mean, they look like my top five. Like, a similarity, like, whether it be, like, aesthetic, facial features,
yeah,
like body build, whatever it may be, you know what I mean? But it's these five that just, like, they do something.
They catch you. And then when they do, and usually it's them doing the stupidest shit, but they catch me, and I'm just like, I kind of like that. I like that playfulness, you know? Mm-hmm. I tend to like, because all of them are, like, at least all of them except for maybe Juhan.
Really?
Maybe Juhan are quiet, on the quiet side.
Yeah.
But they're wild. Quiet, but secretly wild. That's the type.
Quiet crackheads.
Yes. Quiet like crackheads. The ones that surprise you. It's like, what's that? The Easter egg. The candy from, it's the English candy that used to be banned in
Kinder
the US.
Oh, the Kinder eggs.
Yes, it's like that. You don't know what you're going to get.
You never knew what's inside. But, like, and that's sometimes really fun, too, because then you know that you can be in those quiet moments. But then...
they're like, they see something just left field, and you're like, that was weird, but that was kind of hot.
And it's fun, and it keeps it fun and entertaining, and not just, like, some boring...
Yeah, I don't think I would ever be bored with those top five.
And that's what you wouldn't want. I mean, if somebody likes the more quiet type, they are the more, like, reserved type, whatever, maybe that's cool. But I know, like, for you, you would probably need that, like, spontaneity, that loudness.
Oh, no,
that...
because I'm not, I wouldn't say I can be spontaneous, but I'm not always spontaneous. Mm-hmm. So I need someone that's
kind of
Yeah, someone that's more adventurous. Not annoying, but adventurous. But let's go to your top five so everyone can know. We have pictures.
Oh, yeah, we have photos in front of us so we can, like,
look at their
compare.
Yeah,
because
we're about to go over their facial.
So, like, for me, top five is Nakamoto Yuta from NCT. That man, he's a reoccurring theme on the show. He's a reoccurring theme on the show of Nakamoto Yuta. And no, he is one that I'm just like, just, yes. He, have you ever, the thing is, even if you see, like, pre-debut Yuta, he has, like, this whole, like, intimidation factor to him.
He really does.
That is not intimidating as in I'm scared. It's intimidating. I want to know more.
Like, bad bitch vibes.
Yeah, like, what?
Like I'm so cool that you should know. You should feel like you want to know who I am.
Yes, and that's
like,
the
you
energy.
See me on the street, you're going to ask, who are you?
Very powerful energy for him. Also, he's a feminist, and I love that. A very vocal feminist, and I love that.
Yeah.
Please. So there's him.
Are you choking because of the next bias?
I literally start choking, guys. I'm sorry.
Don't mind me. That's how she is.
Catch me dying. For WOW from Ace, aka Mr. Kim Seyun, he, I don't know what it is about this man that really drew me in, other than he has, like, this cool vibe to him. You know, like, not
without being, he doesn't try to be cool, he just is cool.
Yes, and but it's like that alt boy meets, like, just
boy next door.
Yeah, boy next door, but, like,
he's
the boy. He's like, he reminds me of the guys who would be like the super quiet kid, and mm-hmm. then once they graduated high school, they let themselves be themselves, and then they become like the super hot.
Yes,
they gotcha. Brought it out. You know what I mean? Like
that butterfly moment. You're like, yes.
He's like, he was always cute. He was good looking, mm-hmm. but then he just became like this sexy motherfucker.
See, I like that too. I like that. And I stay away from WoW.
I love that man.
I stay away from him.
And also, especially for Goblin.
I knew you liked this picture.
It's such a... I hope y'all know what photo I'm talking about. With the gold robe and the...
And the chesticle.
The chest all out. And this piercing. The lip piercing. Oof. Anyways.
I picked that picture because I knew she loved it.
Man's born. but there's that one. Mm-hmm. And then there's Crush. So artist.
The lips. The lips his on that lip, man.
His lips.
Supple.
His nose. He has a nice nose.
Why do you like guys with big nose?
We'll talk about that with my last one. But, he has a nice nose. Also, he has very nice cheeks.
No, he does.
Like, very nice cheeks.
Very prominent.
They're little round cheeks. But they're not, like, super sharp. And I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. And also, his voice.
Oh, my gosh.
Easily one of the best vocalists. R&B.
Serenade me all day long, 24/7.
Ballad, R&B, hip hop, whatever you put this man on, he's on it.
So good.
He's so stupid
so talented.
And just, yes. Yes. And then, second to last, we have Mr. Han. Why are you laughing?
Sorry. Don't worry about it. That's my bias, too.
He just not only. Here's the thing, I put him in the corner. In the beginning of Victim. Yeah. I did not pay attention to him. It's literally the moment this man started putting a whole bunch of tattoos on his body.
Yes, because if you look at pre-debut...
It's the whole thing with, like, he kind of blossomed to himself.
Yeah, because he looked okay, but he didn't look hot. He looked good, cute.
You can tell his confidence boosted. And that is fucking hot. If you got confidence like that, and it's not like you're being cocky, because I don't get cocky energy from him. Mm-mm. I get confident. And that's fucking sexy. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just confident, and his lip piercing, the hair, tattoos, his whole aura. Mm-hmm. He gives me 6'2" energy, and I know this man's not 6'2".
Is he 5'8"?
He's like 5'8", 5'9".
He's taller than us, it's okay.
Yeah.
We're 5'6" and a half. We're both 5'6" and a half.
Yeah. I didn't think about it. I'm like, how tall am I? But you know what I mean? Like, he gives me like 6'2" energy, and I know this man's not 6'2".
It's okay.
He just looks, yes. But no, he also just to me is very like sweet looking. Because mm-hmm. he's one of the few that are very different looking wise for most of the people that I tend to like gravitate towards. Because mm-hmm. he doesn't have like a super, super sharp bone structure, big cheeks.
He doesn't.
He has a very slim chin. Like, I don't usually go for that. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, he makes it work.
I love his eyes. He has such sharp eyes and nice eyes. The eyes are my favorite. And I think that's why my top five have,
like, sharper. Similar.
Yeah, the sharp, like, turned square down.
Almost. So, like, they square, square at the end.
But they also, like, at the corner, inner corner of their eyes, they go down. It turns down a little bit. And I think I really like that.
Yeah, it's very nice because it's
like that moon, very crescent
sexy.
Moon.
It's very sexy.
Yeah, it really is, and they have nothing to do with it because they were just born that way.
I'm like, my bad, you're born hot. Damn, must be hard to be you. Woe is me. And then last but not least, Yuno from ATEEZ. This man,
okay,
boyfriend, husband, baby daddy, whatever you want to put this man on, I wouldn't mind. The thing is, he has a really big face that's not a big face.
It's long. It's very long.
He has a nice long face, and he has a nice nose. Okay, so he's the reason why. He has a nice motherfucking nose. Mm-hmm. I like the big noses, okay? Mm-hmm. Big noses, why? In the words of Doja Cat.
Why?
Because you can sit on it. You can sit on the nose. Like, it's just, it's nice. This is why this is the 18 plus program.
Exactly.
But no, for real, he has such a nice, like,
he does.
He has a long face, but he also has a long body.
He has wide shoulders.
He's very
long body.
Big looking.
Yes.
Big ears.
So I love big ears. Honorable mention, Jin Young from GOT7. I love him and Chanyeol, how they have big ears. I love big ears. I don't know why.
Yeah!
I don't get it. Trust me, guys. I don't get it either.
Big noses, big ears. Okay, gotcha. Jesus Christ. What else?
But no, but you know what I mean. Like, he just looks big.
He just has that big frame that you just like.
Yes, so he has like the nice shoulders. But he's the only one on this list that has that.
What the hell are you doing?
I'll tell you.
I could probably find patterns, but for you.
My list is everywhere.
It's like maybe.
That's the thing. I don't have like a look wise. I mean.
I think maybe it's more personality.
Yeah. Like I get off. Like it's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both. Because we're recognizable. If he's hot, he's hot. Okay. But there's some, like, you'll have Leia who will send me this guy, like, a random guy, whatever, a TikTok guy, Instagram, whatever. And she's like, he just seems like a type. I'm like, yep. And she's just like, blue.
and you know what? And I was really upset with you today, sending that man my way. And I was like, I can't learn all these fine-ass, like, but musicians. Like,
it's these, like, grungy, and I think that's kind of what they all have in common.
Yeah.
Except, no, even Crush.
No, like, even have, like, Crush. Like, they all have this, like, vibe.
Grungy vibe. So that's what I'm going
for. I believe that. Yeah. She likes the emo boys, blame you, boo, because that's true. See, you just gave, like, a whole description.
Yeah, I was going to
And I gave nothing.
I was going to let you. It's like going in reverse.
I was like, now I must.
Oh, no, reverse.
Fight for my biases. Because if I don't, and they just happen to listen to this, they'd be like, she doesn't like us. Like, she's just naming me. I'll try my best. But I guess for me, like, for JV, I don't know. Because he wasn't even the first person that caught my eye. I guess I would have to say Bam Bam caught my eye, and then I figured out who Bam Bam really was, and then I ran for the hills, and I was like, nah, I ain't about that life. This is too much. I was like, he's a little bit too much. But at least with JB,
she's passionate about this now.
I don't want to lean down. But, like, at least with JB, I found that he's level-headed. At least now he's level-headed. Mm-hmm. But he can get wild with the rest of them. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
But I just like that he resists Aegyo or anything like that. Like, because even when he does it, I'm like, it's kind of hot, but please stop. Stop, because
five minutes.
Yeah, you look like you're in pain. I don't think I like this, but I kind of do like it. It's weird. But, I don't know. I knew he was a B-boy, and I was like, he liked that R&B. And I was like, I want you to sing that R&B. And I was like, he'll never sing R&B because he's in GOT7 on a K-pop group. And then he went solo, and I was like, the time is now.
Give me the fucking R&B.
Give me the album. And the album was popping.
We need the damn album.
His album is popping, by the way. Mm-hmm. But it's just, he just gives this, like, sexiness about him. He just has this quiet sexy. Is that a thing?
No.
Quiet sexy. Sure. That's his vibe. And that's what I really like about him. He's like, he knows he's sexy, but he doesn't flaunt it. Mm-hmm. He doesn't, like, throw it in your face.
He's a subtle sexy.
Yes.
He's Love a subtle it. Sexy.
And then, but he's also, like,
smooth. That's
dumb. But he's very dominant, Ooh. Too.
Oh,
and I was just like, this is 18 plus, ma'am. I'm going to say what I want to say. But he also has that dominant. And I was like, kind of like that.
No, it's fine.
Moving on. Sunghyun from In Flying.
Oh, I can,
this no, man is evil.
I can share this love.
This man is so evil. I think he likes to secretly torture his members. And he just like has a smile on his face at the end of the day. And I'm just like
it's wrong evil with villain. You?
Yeah. Like, literally.
But he's not actually an evil villain. He just wants to be one.
Yeah.
He's like the little kid that's like, print
him. But you're too pretty to be a villain. So it's like, it doesn't work. And you're just like wandering around. You're like, what are you doing?
Aw, have fun.
But he's super talented. Okay, the one thing I guess a trait all of these men have, they're super talented producing wise too. Mm-hmm. And I really like that because I'm like, music's like my whole life too. So I like someone that knows a lot about, you know, producing the tracks and the beats and all that stuff, and because that's something I want to learn too. And I'm like, if they can do it, teach me. That's hot. Like, just the knowledge. I like intelligence, and I think all of these men are like super intelligent too. Same with yours too. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, intelligence is sexy. Like,
so fucking sexy.
sexy. And it's like, I saw the songs that he wrote for like P Harmony and stuff like that, because they're under the same entertainment. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, he does so good producing music. I was like, look at him. I was like, Boo Boo is like on, you know, they were on hiatus at the time before they came out with Moonshot. Mm-hmm. And he was writing songs for P1 Harmony. And I was just like, look at you. Like, just kill it. And then he had his solo album, Jadon, and that was good, too. And I was just like, he's just versatile. I love versatility.
Love versatility.
Yes.
Love and duality.
That's, and that's the same thing how with, oh my, who did I just mention? My brain. What were we talking about earlier? Mm-hmm. With how, like, TXT has, like, changed.
Oh, how, like, you're talking about Honey Kai?
Yeah. Okay. Like, how, like, he's mm-hmm. very diverse. If you would have put him in a lot of things, he could suit it. So, like, versatility is just, like, so nice, because, like, okay, you can't do, you're not only doing one thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not only doing ballads, you're not only, and there's nothing really wrong with doing that only ballads or whatever.
You don't fit in one box.
Yes, and that's so fucking cool.
Mm-hmm. Next one,
my alt was, ooh, baby.
She's saying, oh.
Now I'm getting mad.
She swooned.
This man. Okay, I thought this man was super fucking crazy, because I first saw him on Produce 101X. And he was just kid, just screaming out the counts, trying to do choreography, and I'm just like wearing an orange beanie, being super extra. And I was just like, "Who the hell is this kid?" And I was like, "Whatever." And it just flips to another scene, and then a couple episodes later, and then I see him performing "Move" by Zico, and I'm like, "Who the fuck is that?" And I was like, "It went to the kid that was screaming all wild in the practice room."
It was, "Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you? This man is so talented."
I haven't looked more into him. Like, I listen to his music and I like it, but I haven't looked. I haven't done like a deep dive.
He doesn't have that much, so it would be easy to look into him. Okay. But Boo Boo is mad talented. He writes, he produces, writes his own songs, sings his own songs, obviously. And Boo Boo was like talking about, I forgot what album it was, and he's like, "Sorry, it took so long. It was 6 months between albums," and I was like, "Took so long. I was like, I need 10 years.
Like, that's a break. You need a break.
I need 10 years and some writers and some producers. Because, like, I don't know.
Need you to, like...
He, like, has high standards as a person. No, just, like, for himself. And I was just like...
musicians have, like, stupid high standards.
Exactly. They're like, I didn't do well. And I'm like, you did perfect. What are you talking about?
This is phenomenal. What are you
exactly. Thinking? You're crazy. But, you know, he's a perfectionist. But he's also very grandpa-y too. It's weird because he has grandpa vibes, but he's also like super kiddish. So it's really weird.
It's like the young at heart type thing, but yeah. He's like an old soul.
Exactly. Like he's
at
like
the same time.
Like, I was like, I see us growing old together, but then I also see us, like, you know, hanging out with our hood friends. Like, just
I just want to do hood mesh with my friends, mom.
Exactly. Next one, Juhan. Okay, this one is weird because I feel like Juhan's more the outlier because he's very extra. Mm-hmm. Very extra, very needy.
Loud.
Very loud. But I think it's like opposites attract kind of thing in a way. And I was just like, but he's also talent, producer.
Stupid.
Him producing Jumper for Kravity.
He produced Jumper?
Yes, he produced Jumper. And I was just like, yes, thank you. I was like, badass song.
She said, thank you.
No, literally, thank you. And then his whole self-produced album.
His self-produced album?
Psyche. I was mad there wasn't a physical album. Mad.
Yeah.
Upset.
Like, I'm gonna be able to blast this in my car without connecting to my phone. Just go.
Yes. I wanted photo cards. I wanted a whole photo shoot. I wanted a photo book. I wanted everything. And nothing. So his second album... Juhan, your second album better be physical because I want to buy it.
I will be upset. Starship?
Wait, you'll get some fan mail. You're like, what the hell is this?
It's not fan mail. It's a complaint.
It's a hate letter.
It's a formal complaint. I write to your office.
Right?
I need to speak to your manager.
Yeah.
I need to speak to your manager.
I am a mad K-pop stan.
Speak to your manager.
Yes, he's the outlier because he's very outgoing. He's very extroverted. Mm-hmm. He's bad as fuck. He likes to whine a lot. He's a whiner. And I don't know how I feel about that, but it's not in a turnoff way. It's really weird because I don't usually like whiners.
It's just because, like, he's...
It's playful in a way.
Yeah. And I'm going to say, it's all in fun and games. And I feel like
He just pouts to be cute.
Yes, and if you're just pouty, that's fine.
But if you're really having an issue, you need to be an adult.
You need to seek help. You need to seek professional help.
Please.
Please.
And then, last but not least, Lo from BAB.
Lo, I don't know too much about, so.
I do. A little bit. A little bit.
I know a little bit too much.
He's quiet, too. So, he's quiet, too.
He's the one that caught my eye on BAB.
He's goofy. He's secretly goofy, but he doesn't really show it that much. You'll just, it's like catching glimpse of goofiness here and there. And it's just like, and it's like you see a little bit and you kind of want more. And then he goes back to being quiet and proper and professional. I'm like, stop that shit.
Okay, Yuta.
Right? Stop that shit. I want to see it. Yeah. Yuta with his.
He's so
with
fucking his, playful.
With his.
With rawr. Them, just like, rawr.
And I'm like, where's that cute shit? And then gone.
Or like the shit when they did the game that he was like on the throne and he just like acted a fucking fool.
Yes.
Like, great. Please. And then he just gets super serious quiet. And like,
yeah.
Like the Kick It reaction video is one of my favorite things. And he just looks pissed.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that man is pissed. He's like, I worked so hard on this video and in this video, and I was not shown in this way.
You're shown like twice.
You can see his face. Mm-hmm. Like, genuinely look pissed.
I'm like, we're going to have to watch it after. I'm serious because I really want to see that.
If you look at his face, 95% of the time, he just looks angry.
Because you know they film a whole bunch of scenes like for that, games. And they don't know what's going to hit the final cut.
Oh, no, not at all.
So then that reaction's like, a real reaction.
He's just like,
where am I?
And at the very end, when they're like all like huddled together, you could tell he's just like, I want to leave. And I'm like, oh,
mad bitch. She's like, tell him what's up, babe. Tell him what's up.
Tell him. Get mad. You should be getting mad.
You don't got no screen time. Tell him what's up.
And so, like, with Lo, if he's, like, that type, where he's, like, he has his little goofy moments, and then he gets real quiet.
And
then
yeah, exactly. Quiet. And I just really like this. But I also, like, he's really kind. He's, like, I don't know. This is a fan sign interaction I'm basing this off of, because, you know, when you go through, like, a fan sign, you're just, like, kind of nervous, and you don't know really what's
going on.
Well, you don't really know what to say because you're like, they're literally 2 feet away from my face, and you're like, I don't know what to say. All the Korean I ever learned has gone out the window, and I refuse to speak any. That was like me, and I was just like, you just kind of like, you just feel, you know, you don't want to say anything wrong, but you also don't want to look stupid. But like with him, I felt like at least it was like genuine, like calmness, like. You know, it's like talking to someone you know, like a regular person.
Like a calm energy. Yeah. Intimidating or scary.
Exactly. And it just felt very genuine, like,
good.
When someone says, like, you know, I hope you really like our show, it can sound generic, but with him, it sounded really genuine, like
he
meant
wanted you to have fun. Like, he wanted whoever was there to, like,
and I thought that was really nice.
That's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I love that.
Me too. He's in the military. I'm a military wife right now. So are you with WoW.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm already sad. It was so unexpected, too. I'm so upset.
Alright, let's quickly talk about similarities in facial structure, I guess. Because for me...
What are your, like, what's the one thing that, like, really... they all kind of had in common?
What I look for the most when I look at an idol, I look at bone structure in the face, cheeks, and then I also look at eyebrows and eyes. Those are my favorite. So I feel like my top five have like a good high cheekbones across the board, but they also have thick eyebrows.
They have really thick eyebrows.
I have thin eyebrows, and I guess I just want thick eyebrows.
She's like, in an ideal world,
something I'll never have that I want. I guess that's
let
just,
me get it on him.
Right, and then I would definitely say their eyes, because I say their eyes are like moon crescent moon shaped. Like, on a, some of them on a slight downturn, and I really think that's sexy. I really like that.
Okay.
I can't say anything about height. I'm pretty sure they're all taller than me, because idols tend to be tall. Some idols are short, but some
kids.
Love the short kings, too.
Astray kids. Short kings.
Hongju from ATEEZ. Love him. So, height's not a problem for me, but those are the similarities I like. And I always like to have, to see an idol in their natural hair color. I don't know what
it's
it
like
is.
A,
it feels
black or dark brown.
It feels more powerful than the colors. Because, like, you know, you have an idol that goes through a bunch of colors, and then you see them in their natural hair color, and it just, like, knocks you off your ass.
You're just like, whoa.
Yeah,
whoa,
you're like,
why do you look like that?
Why do you look normal?
You're not allowed to be normal.
Too much power. Too much power.
And then for mine, it's like, mines tend to have a real strong feature about them. It's not like their whole face. It's like their one feature that is very strong. So like for Yuta, he has a very nice, he has nice lips and a smile.
Oh yeah.
His lips and smile is so nice. Because he doesn't have like big lips, but he has pouty lips.
Yeah.
And so I like it. And he has like a really big gummy smile when he smiles. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really fucking cute.
It is cute. It's disarming in a way.
Yes, because he looks so scary. If he's just looking dead,
like, you just like
deadpan, you would want to look away, but the moment he smiles, you're like, oh, okay, I'm fine. You're like, I'm safe. I'm safe.
It's like the heaven source, and you're like, oh my gosh, so beautiful.
Yeah, and then, like, for a while, again, it says he has a very, like, distinct nose. It's not a, like, a big, but it's very distinct. I think just he has a hybrid.
Yeah.
But, it's a very strong nose structure. His lip, he has the same thing, like, I feel, that I like about my mouth is that I have a bigger bottom lip than his. My bottom lip is a lot bigger than my top lip, and so is his a little bit, and so I like it.
Okay, I see that.
And then Crush, that man just...
everything.
He has big lips. He literally just has...
he has a perfect nose. I tend to really like like his nose.
He has a nice nose, but I love lips. Like, if he has, like, a pouty mouth, or, like, if his the corners of his mouth do, like, this little, like, what's the thing called? Not that they go down, but it, like, you can see it.
Smile.
Like, yeah, like, smile line.
And actually, but not there's line. Actually... what's it called? It's like a smile line, but I don't know what it's called, but that's a lot of... that's a surgery that a lot of idols get. Like,
where you can see your mouth lines.
Yeah, where their, like, resting face looks like they're smiling a little bit. Like, I like
it. I like it a lot.
That's a procedure but, that so a lot
I
of
like
it.
That. I do like when guys have, like, sharp eyes. Like,
oh, yes.
But here's the weird part. And you're like, Megan, that's all eyes then. I was like, I like really round, big eyes. Okay. Like, big eyes or very sharp eyes. So, like, Yuno has, like, that middle ground where he has big eyes, but they're, like, sharp.
And then Hanse has big eyes.
And they're sharp. And Yuta
is just sharp.
He's just sharp. Wow has, like, that middle ground.
It has that, like, square-ish but sharpness to it. Wait, you make me look. Do my men have thin lips? I was like, what the fuck's
going on? No, not
that. Nah, they're perfect. Okay, because I don't do thin lips either.
The thing is, not that they're thin lips, but they're just, like, it's not
they're just...
they're, like, your normal set, like, you know,
those so, but some people have thin lips, and...
I'm not going to talk about that. I'm just not a fan. I'm not going to be disrespectful.
Oh, I didn't say idols. I said people.
Oh, no, some of the models got some thin lips, too.
Well, I never noticed because they're obviously not my bias.
She's like, I look past it. No, hey, and then, like,
come as you are, whatever.
Exactly, for real. If you nice, you nice. You hot, you hot. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, he has, like, very strong features, too. Mm-hmm. That they're not that they're, like, sharp or big or whatever. Like, they're very prominent features.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Where it's, like, it's the same thing with, like, Crush. He has very prominent features. His lips stick out right away. It's not like you have to look for very long.
No, you're like, that's what I like.
Right away. Mm-hmm. And Yuno's the same way. He has a really nice pouty bottom lip and top lip, but he has, like, they're really plump and pouty.
I agree.
And, like, even when he's talking, they like...
she's like, they just be...
they just be...
pillows on a cloud.
And so, and also, I'm still trying to find out if his piercing is real or not. Because, like, I've seen it in the, oh my god, what is this from now?
I'm the one.
Yeah.
Or the one. Is it? It is I'm the one. I'm the one. Yeah, it is I'm the one. Sorry.
But he has it in there. Yeah. That's the picture we're looking at with his lip piercing.
Wait, didn't have for this comeback.
But also in the thing they did with Monsta X and...
oh, the Pepsi?
Yeah, the Pepsi thing. Mm. He had a lip piercing in.
So maybe it's real. So he just takes it out when he needs
from
it.
What I saw, it looked like an Ashley piercing. Mm-hmm. So, like, the one that's, like... Ashley piercing is, like, when it's in the middle of your lip. So, you know how... so, I have a vertical labrae. Mm-hmm. So, it goes through my lip. And so, it shows on the outside right here. Mm-hmm. And Ashley piercing just looks like this.
Because I've always wanted an Ashley... see, I never...
and it goes into your mouth. It goes into your mouth. The backing is in your mouth. And I think that's what he has. If I looked at it right. Because, like, even when you look at the piercing here, there's a little thing on the middle that holds that little bottom bar.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find out, does he have a piercing or is it a fake one? Because if it's a fake one, it's so cool. But, like,
she's hoping it's real.
I want it to be real so fucking bad. I want it to be real so fucking bad.
Said, please and thank you.
Let me just hear metal clashing. Thank you. Like, just a little.
But yeah, no, I get that. Oh, okay, so that's what an Ashley piercing is.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because I'm just like, not only is it like, I think when guys have lip piercing, it's fucking hot.
No, I like,
holy shit. Any
piercing, like, or okay, tattoo.
Okay, you can have your nose pierced, that's cool. You can have your ears pierced, that's cool.
Your belly button, whatever.
Eyebrow piercings are fucking hot, too.
JK from BTS, that's you, boo-boo. Mm. Oh my gosh. Kino. Lately. And Kino from Pentagon, you too, boo-boo.
It's fucking, but like, and so that's one thing. If I can see, so that's one thing that comes in common. Whether that be real or not, there's like piercings involved. Mm-hmm. Yuta has a bunch of ear piercings. Wow has ear piercings.
They have a lot of ear piercings.
Wow doesn't have a real lip piercing, I don't think. Mm. I don't think so. I don't think that's a real one.
I don't know.
But, and so like, that, it's very fucking hot. It's so fucking hot. It has nothing to do with like, oh, they can take pain. Like, because mm-hmm. that is a thing too.
Oh, yeah.
That I think about. Wait, I see somebody with a facial piercing.
She said, pain tolerance is high.
I like it. So you know what I mean? And so there's that. Mm-hmm. And I just, there's very good looking men.
Yes.
Honorable mention for this list, I was going to put Jiwoo from Card.
She's beautiful.
She makes my.
She may like the blondes.
She makes me weak. Like, she's have you seen?
She doesn't look like anybody else. She looks so unique. And I love that about her.
And the thing is.
Big eyes. Big eyes. She has big eyes. Oh my.
She has really big
eyes. This makes so much sense.
But like also, if you've seen her do Take You Down by Chris Brown, we're watching that after this.
Okay.
She just does it.
Okay.
She does a damn thing. She's like, I don't give a fuck who's here watching me. I don't care if I'm on national TV. She's out here grinding on a woman. I love it. It's great.
Oh, she's very dominant. I know that much.
Oh, yeah. I'm here for it.
I don't think I have an honorable mention myself.
I just thought I'd throw it out for the
whole thing. Hong Jun from AG's.
Honorable mention.
Fine as hell.
Fine, motherfucker.
Just the vibe of that man. Like, he doesn't, like, the confidence, the vibe. He just, like, you know how some people just scream sexy? That's him. That smile.
It's the confident thing. You know how I mentioned earlier where it's like, you're confident, but you're not cocky.
Yeah, and you're not an asshole, but you're just like, I am what I am, and, you know, that's just what
like,
it is.
Like, I am here. Mm-hmm. What you see is what you get, and if you don't like it, too fucking bad. You can.
I like it.
If you don't like it, that's cool. Goodbye. You don't have to.
Right? Because somebody else will be right in your place.
Exactly.
Yes, but Hong Jun definitely is one of those people I can do an honorable mention about, because that man is undeniably just sexy, but I still, he's my temporary bias. Because Mengi is back and he's just fucking me up. Sam is throwing a wrench in my plans. And it's like the dog
William
that's in the cafe and it's on fire. That's like, me.
I'm fine.
Yeah, and this is fine. All three of them are just around here and being like, so who are you gonna pick?
So literally, it's literally William just,
Oh, Miguel?
Miguel.
Miguel?
William okay. For me has Miguel. Miguel or Samuel, depending on how pissed I am.
Samuel.
Whichever one comes out first. Miguel's when I'm really pissed off. Miguel!
Like, he could stay away from me. He was on the Audacity Advice Records. If you haven't listened to Audacity Advice Records, that is fun. On our previous episode. So check that out, because we be hating on each other's biases and attacking.
But no, like, for real. So there's those ones that yes. really try it. But
yes. I think that's...
I didn't realize there was actually, like, similarities between...
Yeah, no.
Like, for real.
There is a bit of a similar, like, honestly, all of your picks do have strong noses. Maybe not so much Utah.
Oh, if you see
his... I think it's the angle of this
Look
picture.
At his latest Instagram post. That man has a strong nose.
Bring it up. Hold on, please bring it up. I want to see. Because I think it's just this picture that doesn't give him justice. It's like, I want to see that strong nose. Oh, never mind. Utah's on the list, too.
Look at his lips.
She said a prerequisite. Big nose.
Big lips.
I like the
strong jaw. He has, like, a really square jaw.
I think it's called a widow's peak. I like that.
Oh, like a cupid's bow. Cupid's bow. Widow's peak is up here.
Oh, widow's peak is up here? Oh, cupid's bow, my bad.
He has a very
I usually like that because I'm like, I don't have that, but I don't care. But I think it's
like, I just checked myself. I'm like, yeah, I have one.
You have this. Yeah,
but, like, he's... I'm just looking at him now. Don't mind me.
Just an asshole.
Look at his... Like, he did...
I hate that. The fact that he has the audacity... Oh no. She just showed me a picture of Yuta smiling with his hands on his cheeks. And I'm
so
like,
cute.
I kind of wanted to punch him. It's weird.
See, and this just reminds me of my tattoo.
Oh, yeah. You have to describe your tattoo. They can't see your tattoo.
Like, look, it's like when you put your, like when you're trying to hide your face from a scary movie.
Yeah.
And you like peek your fingers around.
Yeah, and your eyes are between your ring finger and your middle finger.
Yeah.
She has a tattoo like that. And that's my favorite tattoo on her.
Oh,
it's
really?
Pretty cool. Yeah. I showed you this last week.
Like, oh, really? Really?
Yes.
But no, and so like, he has like nice hands.
Oh, I love good hands. Sunghyup has amazing hands.
Let me get started. You know who else has good hands? You know. You know his hands?
Are they long?
Oh, hold on. I got to touch that earlier. Like,
now we're talking about hands. Didn't plan this, but here we are.
Ayo. Oh, sorry.
But he has.
TikTok, sorry.
John has okay hands, but
it's okay.
My bad. He's gonna get me pissed. But Sunghyup, beautiful hands, just long, muscular, veiny hands. I love it. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. She has a whole oh my sweet Jesus. He has really nice fingers. They're so long and.
Perfect.
Everyone's measuring
his
hands.
His hands are. I'm sorry, this man.
But he's tall.
This man's big.
But he's like 6-something. So that makes sense.
This man's big. I said, I said, I want your hands.
I like my hands.
I have really soft looking.
You have nice nails. I have nails for like a week and then they chip off.
Oh, mine's there.
I hate that shit. I'm so jealous. She's like, is that Valentino? She's a Latino blood.
It's a Latino blood. Like, thick hair and thick nails. It's an eye. Skin. Anyways, this is going off track.
We're really going real off track, but it's nothing out of the usual because me and pressures always go off track.
We started talking about big hands. We're like, oh, look at
my
hands.
I'm still wondering. Okay, I might say something similar to what you just said. Wink, wink, wink. Netflix. Or like an exclusive episode because I'm not trying to I'm not trying to like offend people with dirty things. It's too
I am.
Too dirty of things.
I am. I need them long. I would love them long fingers, you know. Thank you.
All right.
Many places.
But I think we're at the end of our episode. So if you like this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe to us. And give us a follow on Instagram at whatnickhiphop_official, where you can see our link tree to our other platforms. But thank you guys so much for hanging out with us, laughing, kikiing around, and hanging out with us. We will see you next time. But remember to live your best K-pop life. Bye!